And now dictation for Lorna, L-O-R-N-A, Waddle, W-A-D-L-E, March 344. Addresses a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, A33-973-4701. Dear John, J-O-N, follow up for Lorna, advanced renal failure hypertension, last visit April. Stable dyspnea, stable weight and appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, feeling tired, fatigue all the time, no decrease in urination, stable edema, no chest pain palpitation, no purulent material hemoptysis, review system done. Follows cardiology Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N. Have seen also Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, for venous insufficiency. Medication list review. I will highlight Lasix, Bisoprolol, of the Entresto, anticoagulation Eliquis, antiarrhythmic Multaq, M-U-L-T-A-Q, potassium magnesium replacement, resting weight is stable 133, blood pressure nurse 12158. No localized RALS, no gross arrhythmia, minor JVD, no ascites tenderness, stable edema, right more than left, which is chronic, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, OGOS, creatinine 1.9. Still within baseline, GFR 26 stage 4. Normal electrolytes, metabolic acidosis, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin down to 8.2, a month ago 10.4, large MCV close to 106. Previously documented iron deficiency, ferritin less than 30 at 18, saturation less than 20 at 8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. For the most part, stable. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Previously documented very small kidney on the right, 8 centimeters, comparing to the left, which is normal. There was no urinary retention or obstruction. She has left-sided kidney cyst, question complex. The characteristics of disease has been stable over time. Dialysis is started for symptoms and GFR less than 15. Monitor metabolic acidosis. No need for phosphorus binders. No need to change diet for potassium. Remains anticoagulated Eliquis and antiarrhythmic Multaq. Low dose of beta blockers, same diuretic, salt fluid restriction, no pulmonary edema. I also discussed with her at length the iron deficiency. This is without any doubt. The level of ferritin and saturation is highly predictive of true iron deficiency. She mentioned that in the past they have done EGD colonoscopies. They offered her to do a video capsule, but she declines. I explained to her that she needs iron replacement before EPO. I'm going to stop the oral iron. We will do a stool sample 1 to 2 weeks from now. She understands that iron deficiency can happen with low level of gastrointestinal bleeding, and the testing, EGD colonoscopy, only explores the extremes of the digestive tract. Small intestine is by no means assessed. All questions answered. End of dictation.